Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WrestleFound. I'm your host, Shrimba the King. Today is September 22nd, 2021. Today I'm joined by Gabriel Delgado. What's up, Gabe?
What's going on, Julian? Excited for the show here. Intro always gets me going, man. Loving it.
Hey, Gabe, I can't really hear you. Let
me know. Hold on. Can you hear me now any better?
A little bit.
Might have to get some technical difficulties on my end, but keep going.
Okay. So today we're going to review some of NXT from last night and predict Extreme Rules is coming Sunday. So if you want to call into the show, number to the show is 516-531-9637. Again, 516-531-9637. The email to the show is WrestleFound@gmail.com, and the chat room is open. So without further ado, let's review some of NXT, Gabe. Last night, NXT began with NXT superstars inside the ring. And I had to say, you know, out a lot of NXT superstars inside the ring, a few impressed me. Two being Braun Breaker and Ridge Holland. I don't know about you, but What stood out to you in the beginning of NXT last night?
I say it's, you know, it's definitely a change of pace. Was it, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Carmelo out there as well in the opening segment? Or was that later on in the show? I can't remember.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah. He's kind of, to me, I think he's going to be the next thing. So I'm kind of always, like, looking at him and seeing what he has to offer. But good intro and a good start to the show.
Yeah, Tommaso Ciampa came out. He was talking about his NXT Championship victory. I really liked the start to the show. Then we saw Roderick Strong become the new Cruiserweight Champion. I hated how Kushida had Strong's left injured arm in his submission hold and he didn't tap. In MMA, that'd be an automatic submission, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah. Decent finish, Strong getting the NXT championship. I like Kushida as a wrestler, so, you know, bad to see him lose the title, but I guess it was the right thing to do at this point in time.
Yeah, I really wanted to see Kushida win, and even the fact that they stripped away his attire from his New Japan days has me in a funk. It's a shame how they're booking Kushida. I wish they could book Kushida a little bit more better. But
do you feel, Julian, by any chance, I just want to ask you this question, that the NXT, or not NXT, but just the Cruiserweight division in total is always kind of just thrown in as like the front runner or, you know, just something that's not as important as, like, the NXT championship or WWE championship? Like, I feel like Cruiserweight division always is, you know, on the back burner of everything.
Yeah, but I think for good reason they have the 205 Live, and they do these Cruiserweight matchups on tomorrow next Tuesday. you know, I take it for what it's worth. But I really enjoy watching cruiserweights on the indie scene more, and even Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling is more high paced, so it could be booked a little bit more better, but otherwise, though, it is what it is. But the very next thing we had was the Kaylee Ray match. Pretty quick match. Pretty quick matches at last night's NXT, if you had to agree, Gabe.
Yeah, I would say it was pretty, you know, quite a few quick matches going on there. I mean, you would love to see more time. Maybe they're just trying to jam-pack a lot of segments, you know, in, so they're trying to, you know, make some of these matches fillers or, you know, quicker than normal, but it's okay. I have no real preference at this moment, at least, for NXT 2.0.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast last night, and someone was saying that how Vince was probably just testing out the waters with a lot of people last night, so that was probably the reason why a lot of matches were quick, a lot of promos were in and out, so to speak. So we did get a quick match from Kaylee Ray, and she went on to win instantaneously. Joe Gacy and Cameron Grimes, what did you think of that match, Gabe?
In that match, I think that was when I went to have some dinner, so I accidentally missed that one. But so, tell me, enlighten me, what happened during this match? Any highlights or?
Oh no, I just thought Joe Gacy cut a interesting promo. He reminded me sort of a young Bill DeMott from the old WCW days, but otherwise, though, he lost to Cameron Grimes.
Okay, that's a pretty interesting comparison.
Hopefully
he lives it up.
No. Well, Bill DeMott didn't quite necessarily potential back then, but hey, he did turn out to have longevity in the business, so
there you go.
take it for what it's worth. So commentary promotes the honeymoon of Dexter Lumis and Indy Hartwell for next week's NXT. That should be exciting.
I hope they, yeah, I mean, with how they planned the wedding, you know, the wedding was highly entertaining, exciting. I can imagine the honeymoon's going to have something, you know, that's going to make people laugh and, you know, enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. And then the last thing that caught my eye last night, I think, was Odyssey Jones, big guy, of color, and, you know, he was a guy of agility from top rope to mat. I think he could be a star if NXT gives him the proper push.
You think big, agile, kind of like a Keith Lee almost?
Maybe.
It'd be interesting to see him in the next few weeks, see, you know, if he develops any type of momentum.
I mean, he did a frog splash from the top rope.
Hey, anytime anybody does any type of frog splash, doesn't matter if you're big or little, they got to attribute it.
I mean, I know Keith Lee could do a moonsault off the top rope, so obviously Jones, you know, he looked very, very athletic in the ring, so I'm sure he may be able to do a moves off the top rope as well.
Right.
So, yeah, that was NXT. But if you want to call into the show, the number to the show is 516-531-9637. Again, 516-531-9637. As we're on to Extreme Rules now, first match of Extreme Rules, Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair. Gabe, who do you have winning this one?
I think Becky's going to win. If I have to pick, like, the layout of how it's going to finish, my idea would be some type of way that Becky generates some, you know, heat on her and ends up winning the match by cheating of some sort. But, yeah, Becky's winning.
Yeah, I think so, too. Poor Bianca Belair, but this is Becky's time. And, yeah, way to cheat is the way to go for Becky if she wants to generate heat and be a heel, as they got Becky Lynch winning over Bianca Belair. Damian Priest, Jeff Hardy, Sheamus for the United States Championship. Who do you got, Gabe?
I think Priest is going to retain as well for this one. I just don't see a point of dropping the belt to a Jeff Hardy or a Sheamus at this point. So I would say Priest retains.
Agree with you, Gabe. What's the point of dropping it to Jeff Hardy and Sheamus when Damian Priest has been on the wall lately? And
right, he's had open challenges and he's had pretty solid matches. So I say let him ride it out for now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, let him ride it out. So I'm gonna go with Damian Priest, and he can just continue to prove himself. Charles Flair versus Alexa Bliss. Who do you got, Gabe?
I want Alexa Bliss to win because I felt like she should have won this Money in the Bank. I feel like WWE realized they missed that opportunity. So I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss winning.
Yeah, I did not like those two had to say on Raw this past Monday night. I wish there was a clean animosity between the two, but it has gotten really heated between the two, and they're going to face off this coming Sunday at Extreme Rules. Got to choose. I probably have to say Charlotte Flair. Even though I want to see Alexa Bliss win, I think WWE somehow is going to keep it on Charlotte Flair. I think that's Charlotte Flair winning. Roman Reigns versus the Demon Finn Balor.
See, I feel like this is a tough one because it's not just regular Finn Balor; it's the Demon Finn Balor. And you know, the Demon when the Demon comes out, special things happen. So, I'm still gonna go with Roman Reigns at this point. But part of me feels that there's gonna be some type of twist that happens at Extreme Rules, and Finn Balor ends up walking out with it. I don't know though if that's gonna happen.
Yeah, look, Roman Reigns is still mowing the lawn here. He's still riding over people. You know, he's still the guy, and I think the WWE is still going to keep the title on the guy. So I'm going with Roman Reigns here, even though I want to see Finn Balor win desperately. I'm going to go Roman Reigns here. The Usos versus the Street Profits. I'm going with the Street Profits here. I don't think the Usos deserve having the titles around their waist right now. And the Street Profits, to me, are a more entertaining tag team. Gabe, who would you go with?
I agree with what you're saying about how the Street Profits are an entertaining tag team. However, in my eyes, I'm going to go with Usos. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Survivor Series is the next main pay-per-view of the four. Is that correct, Julian?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember off the calendar. And for some reason, I'm just hoping that we get a New Day versus Usos Survivor Series against the tag teams. I don't know if that's going to happen, but Usos is who I would say is going to retain.
Yeah, you're probably right, Gabe. Even though I don't think they're deserving, that's probably the likely outcome, although I'm going to stick with my prediction. Liv Morgan versus Carmella. I don't know if this match is going on the card, to be honest with you, but I'm gonna go with Liv Morgan, only because I think she's not that bad of a wrestler and deserves to show what she Carmella. On the other hand, I have no comment on whatsoever. Gabe, who do you got?
You don't like Carmella?
Oh.
For me, I'll agree with you on that. Liv Morgan is who I'm going to vote for. I personally love both of them. I feel like Liv Morgan, though, just too often than not, she doesn't get that opportunity, you know? It's always like she's in the picture, but then it never happens. Carmella, already established, former champion. She doesn't really need the win, so Liv Morgan wins it.
Okay. And the final match here, Big E versus Bobby Lashley. It's not official yet, but we expect it to be official very soon, announced official very soon. Gabe, who do you got? Big E, the new champion, or Bobby Lashley?
I'm going to go with Big E winning. I feel what's going to happen is somehow, some way, as you said earlier to me today, Oldberg is going to come out and have some type of interference in the match. Big E wins. Bobby Lashley, and Oldberg go on the Super Showdown to face off. But, yeah, Big E wins. Big E's definitely winning, I think.
Yeah, he just became the new champion for crying out loud. I don't think Bobby Lashley's going, even though I think Bobby Lashley should continue being featured on the shows. I think he's just a very good talent and pulled off one of his best promos the other night on Monday Night Raw. I'm going to go with Big E over Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, I see the same fate happening. Like you said, Big E, they just gave him the title. You can't, to me, that would be completely wrong if they gave him the title for 3 weeks just to lose it again. It wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. And that's that with our predictions. So I'm just now going over some news here, looking over the news, and as some of you may know, tonight is AEW Dynamite, and I just went across the news here, and I found it pretty funny, but AEW's owner, Tony Khan, is possibly set to face Max Caster being a rapper slash wrestler for AEW, is set to go one-on-one with the president of AEW possibly tonight in a rap battle.
Rap battle, interesting. That'd be nice to tune into. That's pretty different, you know. He's the president, right, you said?
Yeah.
President of AEW is going to hop in the ring and do a rap battle. You know, first time for everything. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised because usually Tony Khan doesn't feature himself on the show, but it does sound pretty entertaining to me.
I would have to agree. Yeah. See what he's got. He's got the next John Cena.
Oh yeah, right. No, this guy's pretty. Scrawny for size, so yeah. But now in some other news, though, WWE legend superstar Billy Graham is hospitalized as of this moment. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Billy Graham at this time. Just some horrible news here, Gabe.
Definitely, TCP's out to Billy. Is there an article? Was there anything that was like it was in relation to? Was it COVID related or was it injury or? Do we know? I don't know if they've even leaked that information out.
Well, he's 78 years old, and it was just announced on Sunday night that he's been dealing with the heart problem.
Man. Yeah, T's and P's for Billy Graham. Hopefully, he gets better and, medical bills aren't too expensive and they can get that taken care of and, he gets on his feet again.
Mm-hmm. CM Punk shares his thoughts on Braun Breaker's ring name. This should go over quite well. Just scrolling down here. CM Punk is the ultimate stupid name. Braun is awesome. Oh, wait. This is what CM Punk wrote? Okay. CM Punk is the ultimate stupid name. Braun is awesome and going to be fine. You should be Steiner, but it's not his fault. She's in my name, the killer, Brooke. CM Punk.
Okay. So CM Punk sharing some wrestling insight. Braun Breaker. Isn't that Steiner's son?
Rick Steiner.
Okay. Well, I thought, I feel like he would keep the lineage. Same thing with Mysterio. He's Dominic Mysterio. He wouldn't if you just take off the Mysterio, he's not as exciting. So I don't see why they wouldn't do the same thing.
Yeah, but I like the name Ron Breaker. It's not that bad.
No, yeah, it's definitely not. But I don't know. To me, it's like if you have, I guess it depends. Yeah, I guess it depends because, you got the Usos. They're not Rikishi Juniors or anything. They have a completely different name than their lineage.
Yeah. Some people have been wondering why Kenny Omega and Brian Danielson is on free TV, expecting there tonight is Brian Danielson versus Kenny Omega. And like I said, some people are wondering why it's airing on free TV tonight. One person in particular, Sean Waltman, Xbox, said it makes sense to air on free TV. I don't know if you agree with them, Gabe.
I would say so. To an extent, they don't have to do anything crazy during their match, but, give the audience a taste of what's to come is what I would say. You have these two superstars. Why not have them on free TV, get your ratings boost up, and get people talking about AEW some more. They're already doing a great job, so keep the momentum going, I would say. To me, why wait for a pay-per-view when you can just have the match now and then build up between the two toward the pay-per-view?
Yeah, that's a possibility. But, Dave, I don't know if you saw Dean O'Brien thank WWE, though, in a letter. It was recently on the internet that Daniel Bryan or Brian Danielson at this time thanked WWE in a letter showing his thanks to the company.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice gesture, him thanking his old employer. But I don't know, to me, you're on AEW now. You don't have to worry about WWE. WWE will be fine. They're going to do their own thing. You wouldn't see WWE coming out thanking Daniel Bryan on one of their shows or even on, a podcast or anything. So, I don't know. I would just say, it's a nice gesture, but move on and get talking about your AEW stuff that you have going on for you.
Yeah, I gotcha. I mean, WWE did send a thank you on their WWE.com page, but, you know, it is what it is, but I just thought it was a nice gesture, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Daniel Bryan, like, they both benefited. The time he had with WWE was beneficial for both parties, you know. They started the whole Connor's Cure. He had the whole WrestleMania moment, which was probably one of the best WrestleMania moments, I would say, of all time, with just how the buildup was to it, was amazing. So, you know, it was a great time for both parties. Just at this time, it's no longer a thing. And it's, you know, it's not to say that their paths won't cross again, but, you know, at this time, I would just let him know, you know, get focused on AEW because you have a good opportunity and a lot of, you know, dream matches to come across.
Yeah. It's the beginning of an era for Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. But lastly here, I'm just going to give out the WWE NXT viewership number. Tuesday's live edition of WWE NXT 2.0 drew 746,000 viewers tuned in on the USA Network to WWE NXT 2.0 on Tuesday.
That's, I mean, comparative to the previous week when the debut of NXT 2.0. How much was that one?
770,000 viewers.
So they're down about like 30,000 viewers compared to last week's. I would say, you know, I mean, it's not anything to panic about. You know, you're going to have a fluctuate of, you know, up and down weeks. I think they just have to work on, you know, trying to prepare for, you know, next week. Good thinking of them to announce the honeymoon, you know, to get more people invested and wanting to watch it. I feel like that would draw some more viewers in. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that's anything too crazy for NXT 2.0 to worry about.
Yeah. No, I thought there were two very they have reason to be optimistic, even though the numbers are a little bit down. But yeah, this has been WrestleThrower. I want to thank Gabe for joining the show, as well as the listeners, live listeners. This show has been brought to you by Lifeway, the Wave of Life. So long, guys. Peace out.